Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would just argue that, like, in a lost season, this might be the time to do it. You're going to have to, at some point, reckon with the proration on his contract. And I don't know, guys, but I just think of this in timelines, right? Like, and I look at it right now, and if I'm the Browns, the way I'm looking at this is, can I get good enough, fast enough, to maximize what's left of Myles Garrett's prime? I look at the Browns, the hole at quarterback, a hole at receiver, a hole at tackle, and I'm not sure that they can get good enough fast enough to maximize what's left of Myles Garrett's prime. And so it might be one of those situations where the best thing for everyone involved is to find him a new home.
Albert Breer in the previous segment giving us his take on Myles Garrett. Now, it should be noted, Albert talked about the prorated salary, so basically the many times that they've redone Miles' contract, and that kind of, I guess you would say, penance financially, should you trade him. I know that you brought some numbers to the air earlier from Over the Cap. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to believe, other than everybody seems to believe this is actually feasible to trade Myles Garrett.
That's the main takeaway there. And I could throw a bunch of numbers if they did it for next week. You don't really need to know any of that. The synopsis, the TLDR, is that not only does Albert think that it's something that could happen, the Browns would be kneecapped for the following, like this year, which is understandable. We're already kneecapped. And then next year, you'd be paying Deshaun Watson $45 million, and it'd be about $40 million or so for Myles Garrett. You'd basically be sunk in the water for next year as well. Mm-hmm. And so, but there'd be no hiding from it. There'd be no like, oh, we wonder what we... No. You'd be a pretty bad football team next year. But the idea behind this is that you'd have five first-round picks over the next two drafts, which is a ton, and you'd be playing a little bit of a longer game, which if I'm Andrew Berry, I might be enticed by. What do they love? They love the idea that they keep their job longer. This would extend out the life of Andrew Berry.
And one of the talking points has been, do you try and cut Deshaun post June 1 after this next year, meaning like after this season, or do you wait until the next summer? I'm just going to tell you, I don't think you can trade Miles and then try to move on from Deshaun next summer, which would mean you probably would have to allow Deshaun to be part of a quarterback competition next year, which would only increase the seventh circle of hell that Miles wouldn't be here and potentially Deshaun would be.
Or you could go the other direction and really slide into that poison pill that we talked about for this year and just make that next year, and you just take on all your cap problems and just handle it all next season. So you take on all the Myles Garrett everything, you take on all the Deshaun Watson everything, and you just clean slate while stinking up for this next following season. The hard part about that, though, is you're entering the year where everyone, you can't hide from it like this year where you try to give off the impression that you were trying to win games. There'd be none of that. You would just be admitting outwardly, we are going to stink.
And it would be, on some level, a tank.
It would be. No, it would be.
The point of this year is supposed to be the poison pill year, and then it's a bridge to next year. If you get your quarterback in 2026, 2026 is a building year, and then 2027, the hope is you could be built in a sustainably competitive way in trading Miles and accepting the cut for Deshaun, you'd be tanking in 2026, which means you'd get the quarterback in 2027, which means you probably aren't having the bridge to competitiveness in 2028. And the reason why this all sounds like it makes a lot of sense is, and if you're not cross-eyed already from the what I just set up, is when do they really want to have this team ready by? 2029 for the new stadium.
For the stadium. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and so you can see how this could all come together. I don't think this is, listen, I don't know. Do you think this is an accident that Albert's speaking of this right now?
No, nor do I think it was an accident that Albert said what he said about how that he can understand if Kevin feels it's a little unfair, the position he's been in as the guy who has to take all the slings and arrows for 2-6 is Andrew Berry conveniently is nowhere to be seen for the first time at the deadline, for the first time at the bye, excuse me, ever.
We are back to a choose-your-own-adventure book, aren't we? And it feels like the Browns do have options here.
But it's like when Indiana Jones, it's like you get the snakes or the big rolling ball. Yeah. None of them are like, okay, but you can walk out this door safely and everyone lives happily ever after. No, you got to survive the snakes, the rolling ball, the Kamikaze guy, the whole deal,
yeah.
And then maybe you'll live.
Well, because the greeniest projections have us, as Albert calls it, catching a comet. Right, where you draft a quarterback, and then by year two, he's Drake May, where all of a sudden he can be something and can be awesome, and that just happens so few and far between anyway.
And the other problem is, the other way to look at that is it's huffing paint. Like, you're either catching comment.
Now we're talking a language.
Or you're huffing paint.
Yeah, yeah.
And you won't know until, 2 years in when you might be in rehab. Fair?
You never know until you're in rehab. Am I right, guys?
Is this comment real? Or was that paint really just the good?
You never really know until you just wake up and you're kicking and screaming and people already have you there at the facility.
Yeah, but everyone's like, Nick, this has been coming for a while. And you're like, I can control it. It doesn't control me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the famous lines. Yeah, I watched a lot of that. I think the show was called Rehab.
But no, was it Intervention?
Intervention. I can't believe I blanked on the name.
We also had Celebrity Rehab, which I also watched.
Intervention was a great show. Very sad, but great
Celebrity
show.
Celebrity Rehab was not.
I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah.
There's no empathy attached to celebrities and their rehab journey.
They're like, I just had all
especially
this money
when it's on TV.
And just everybody loved me and I could have any woman I want. Well, and so I wanted drugs. It's like, but this doesn't make sense to me. I don't have any of those things and I don't want the drugs.
Well, and when it's on TV though, we're like, is it even real? Is it not real? I don't really know what's happening here. Meanwhile,
Daniel Baldwin's just an awful human being in the show.
You get some alcoholic from Nebraska though. That's just like, just like, she's really trying to make sure that she can sneak the vodka into the cup and no one realizes. And then she's confronted with an intervention. Like that was really high quality television.
And if I was smarter, I'd make this an allegory for the Cleveland Browns. I'm not gonna though.
Was Albert our intervention? Is that what just happened here?
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is the, Nick, it's not your fault from Good Will Hunting.
Yes, yes. Albert tries to lay out all the plans and what we probably should be doing as a franchise.
And then I said, Albert, like, I know it's not my fault. It's Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski's fault.
And meanwhile, we're just kicking and screaming and we're like, you don't really want to take me to that place, do you?
Yeah, but even if we kick, it's going to be wide left. Like,
you missed another one this weekend.
I was going to take a shot at Andre Schmidt. You keep kicking, kid. I like you.
We're at a spot
you
where nobody...
You look like Anthony Alant.
How you know the season is gone in the season's in the toilet when no one even has the energy to discuss kicking.
Yep. Because you know what?
It doesn't matter.
He's made some kicks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.